From the beautiful new Aquarius Casino Resort in Laughlin, Nevada, here on the Colorado River. Here at the UFO Congress, I'm Jerry Pippin, and we have an interesting guest here. And Dr. Aluti Francesca is here with us, and you've been dealing in this subject forever.
Well, it would seem like it most of my life.
I can only say that to you because I've been doing it for a while, too.
Uh-huh. Most of my life, yes.
Now, you have a newsletter that's very interesting, and people can actually subscribe to this newsletter, and you have a phone number and address and things like that. And let's talk a little bit about it right now in front, and then at the end of the interview, we'll do it again so people can have a chance to get a pen and pencil and write soon.
Okay. It's a quarterly newsletter. It's called Starcraft News, and it's $25 a year subscription. Our address is 7700 Avenue of the Sun, White City, Oregon, 97503. And our phone number is 541-855-1956.
I like that Avenue of the Sun. It sounds like they named the street just for you.
Uh-huh.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Starcraft newsletter. What would somebody find in that?
I do an editorial, and I some of my research, like I was in London last year, and I met some other people and talked with some people from Greece who'd had contacts. We had that in our summer issue. Also, a lot of the material in there is the material I received through telethought communication.
Well, let's talk
space people.
Let's talk a little bit about the space people. You've had lots of experience in therapy, regression therapy, right?
I work with people in regression therapy. That's my consultation service.
And what was the most astounding thing that jumps out at you, Dr. Francesca, over the years? Have the stories changed, or have they been basically the same, or...? I guess there's a thousand different things.
I've regressed over 3,000 people since 1975, and it's hard to say. There have been some very dramatic past life regressions that I've worked with, some that were very, very ordinary. They always say the criticism of reincarnation is, oh, everybody's always been someone famous, but they haven't. I remember, to turn it around a little, one of the most boring regressions I ever did was with a guy up in Seattle who remembered every detail of his last life, which was a very ordinary life in a little shack somewhere like in Nebraska. He could see the nail holes. He could walk through the little shack. To him, it was fascinating. To me, it was 2 hours of sheer boredom.
Boring with a capital B.
It was so real. It was so real to him. He was there. He was reliving it completely.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about reliving some of these things. How many times do you think we are reincarnated, or is there a number?
I don't think there is a number. I've worked with people that have gone back to Atlantis, to other planets. I think most people have had thousands of lives.
So, basically, when you said other planets, it's just not Earth-bound lives.
No, not most of the people I've regressed have had lives on this planet, but a few have gone to other planetary systems and tried to describe them, and it's very difficult for them to put that memory into this context.
And the first time this happened to you, you said you did over 3,000. This had to catch you by surprise. About maybe they were from another planet, or maybe they didn't, because you've been in this field for a while.
No, I was experimenting. First, I had someone who was trained work with regressing me, And I remembered things that I did not remember 5 minutes before the session, which surprised me. And then when I started working with people, I had a doctor's spiritual science degree, but I found I had a natural ability to get people into an alpha state and have them remember and relive the life.
You talked about your personal experiences yourself. How many times do you think you've been around?
Well, I have gone into, I think, 12 past lives at this point, and mine go back to Atlantis, Egypt, Rome, Greece, Elizabethan England.
So they've all been earthbound experiences?
Oh, I've come from another planet, but I'm talking about the ones that I was working with as therapy.
I'm going to ask you, which one? The planet.
I think I'm connected to Saturn. A lot of my communications come from Saturn Command.
And when you get these communications, exactly how does that work?
I sit down with a group of people, my own inner group usually, at a specific time, once every 2 weeks or so, and have a tape recorder and tune in. And within 1 minute or less, if the communication's coming in, a title flashes into my mind. I don't hear this, remember. It's purely telethought. And then I start speaking one word after another in the communication, which is 20 or 30 minutes, comes through, signs off, and that's it. They started in Santa Barbara in 1958.
And do you remember that first time?
Yes, vividly. My husband at that time, my American husband, and I were experimenting with a light beam communicator, which some of the Solar Cross group had been working with in Los Angeles. We were in Santa Barbara. And at that time, we had been experimenting for weeks and receiving nothing on the light beam. And suddenly, a whole chunk of information, a paragraph, flashed into my mind. And I spoke it, and I said to Ken, my husband at that time, I said, I don't know where that's come from, and I don't want to get it that way. I want to get it mechanically. And the next time we worked, more came in, and again I was protesting. He said, look, the light beam's not working, but you are, so we're switching to you.
That's an interesting story. And what were some of those first communications?
The first one I've always remembered, because I have a feeling it's coming back to this same time now. It was about something was going to happen in the ionospheric layer of our planet. My husband was studying and had a degree in science, and I said to him, what's the ionospheric layer? At that time, back in 58, I had no idea. And he said, oh, it's making sense, just keep repeating.
Basically, when you talk about these lives, previous lives, you said you've had at least 12, so let's talk about your experience first, if it's okay. What is the goal overall as far as reincarnation, the way you see it? I mean, I keep hearing things like, you know, well, you have to do it 99 times and on and on and on to become more perfect. Is that basic?
No. The way I work with regression consultations is therapeutic. It's to find out why you have the problems or the hang-ups in the present. Going back on your time track to where those problems originated, how you set them up through guilt or whatever it was, and then reprogram in the subconscious mind a new pattern. That's how I work, and it's very successful.
Do people have to show up there on the Valley of the Sun, the Street of the Sun, or whatever the name of that street was, or can they call you and get this therapy, or how does it work?
Oh, I'm up in the hills. They'd never find me. It's up a two-mile rock road, 20 miles out from Medford. They have to call me and set up a private consultation.
I mean, do you do it on the phone, or...?
Oh, no, you can't regress someone on the phone. You have to have them there for 2 hours lying on a couch, and I have to monitor them, and I have to feel very close to them. I wouldn't dream of doing it. It's not a psychic reading.
Well, that's the reason I was asking, is basically people, would, when they contact you, they'd have to be prepared to come up there.
Yes. Very definitely.
And
I also work with people on tour when I'm lecturing or when I'm on tour.
Are you still touring a lot, or are you taking it easy these days?
I haven't been, but last year I was in London and Devon in England, where I grew up, was born for 3 weeks, and I did some regressions there, and I'm planning on doing more work this year again.
Are you planning on going back to England or someplace else?
Maybe Turkey. I don't know. But certainly possibly England too.
Why Turkey?
Well, because I met the gentleman who from Turkey at this Congress who was lecturing, and he was talking of them doing conventions or congresses, and I gave him my material and said I'd be interested. So I'm hoping.
Well, good. You may end up in Turkey. You'll have to let us know. Now, do we have a phone number that we can give out, or do they just basically write to you?
They can do either. They can write to me. I don't have my email up and running at the moment, but I'm going to. But the address, again, is 7700 Avenue of the Sun, White City, Oregon, 97503. The phone number is 541-855-1956.
We'll be back with Dr. Francisca in just a moment. We're going to pause for this commercial word, and when we come back, I want to talk to her about previous lives and previous loves, if that really exists. Do we run across the same people or whatever? I don't know if there's a place to get one here or not. Up here. Yeah. Dr. Francisca, tell me about previous lives and previous loves. You say we keep running across the same people. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. Two things bring people together: great love and great hate.
And so they keep coming across each other.
Oh, yeah, the hate, they have to work out the love. That's when you find an ideal marriage, a marriage that they recognize each other the minute they meet, and they just are together the rest of their life.
So you do, say I found this ideal mate.
Your soulmate.
Yes, if I say I found her, and would it be, and in the next life, will we run across each other again, or is that likely?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You come together time after time after time where there's great love.
So love conquers all, for sure, time and space.
In the end, yes.
And they say there's a very close correlation between love and hate, and you say... anger or hate actually...
If you hate somebody very, very much, you have to come back and work that out with them. There's not only personal love and personal hate, there's race, what's called race karma, like the Jews and the Arabs, the Irish and the English. They keep coming back often in that same race to work out that same situation.
So in other words, ultimately, there will be harmony between these people that are now natural enemies.
Ultimately, hopefully, yes, we're into
the... You said hopefully, so we don't know for sure.
Well, I guess lately things have been pretty horrible.
Oh, they certainly have. In fact, the world seems like it's going a little backwards.
Well, we're at the end of a 26,000-year major cycle, and as we come into this last 8 years, it's supposed to end around 2012. It's got very, very intense, and it will right through until it winds up.
And what happens in 2012?
We should move into the more etherealized fourth dimensional state.
And will that just kind of happen overnight, or is there a transgression, you know, a little period of time where it takes place? We, of course, got Dr. Francesca a glass of water here. You've been talking to a lot of people all day, so you, we finally got it for you.
Thank you. Ask me that.
Well, the transition of the 2012, is it going to just be like a light turning on and everything?
I am trying to research that intensely. I've listened to a lot of the lecturers here to see where their material correlates with mine. I think there will be an event. Exactly what that event is, I am not sure. And I haven't found anyone else that's sure.
It'll be an event that will bring people together, or?
No, it will be an event like a great light, a great manifestation of the God force, which my space contacts call our radiant one, which will manifest itself and change everything in the twinkling of an eye. It could be any time between now and 2012.
So the correlations between that and even conventional religious stories is somewhat matching.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be around Laughlin, Nevada this week, be sure and check in at the UFO Congress at the Aquarius Resort Casino. We'll be back with more in a moment. Don't go away.
I'm Jim Mars, author of Alien Agenda, the world's top-selling nonfiction book on UFOs. I'm here today to tell you one of the most fascinating stories I've come across in my career as a journalist. The secret of Reggate is that so many people in one small American community now know that there is so much more to the universe than what we see and experience in our everyday world.
Save $5 this month when you purchase The Secret of Reggate DVD from ShopJerryPippin.com. This film won the prestigious People's Choice Awards at the 2004 UFO Conference. The Secret of Reggate will astound you. You will want to see it again and again. Save $5. Order it now, this month only, at ShopJerryPippin.com. Secret of Reggate, a Linda Cowan production. From the beautiful new Aquarius Casino Resort in Laughlin, Nevada, here on the Colorado River, here at the UFO Congress, I'm Jerry Pippin, and we have an interesting guest here. And so, you talked about the space people. Let's talk about them for a minute.
Okay.
What is this all about? When did you first get a contact from them?
That was the work I began
in Santa Barbara.
58 in Santa Barbara, but I had been researching and lecturing about space beings from when I was in England, and I grew up in England. So I've been in this field since about 18 or 19, and let's see, when did...
It seems to me that the English are a little more open about this than we are. Is that not true?
Well, when we were meeting at Desmond Leslie's apartment, Desmond Leslie, who co-authored the book with Adamski, Flying Saucers Have Landed, that was in 52. And things were not that ridiculed then. I mean, it seems to me things were more open.
An interesting thing about all of this is the space people, for a better term, lack of a better term, are they still in communication with you?
Oh, yes. The material in my newsletter, which, as I said, we publish quarterly, a lot of that material I receive by telethought from them and share with the people who are our subscribers.
Has the message changed over the years? Or is it basically just bringing forth more validation?
It's more detailed. It deals with conditions that are imminent or that are happening to people on the planet. Like recently, there's been a tremendous amount of things hitting people. Everyone I've talked to has had some extreme experiences. One lady had what appeared to be two strokes. I had something I'd never had in my life last October. I had violent nosebleeds, like hemorrhaging, not just an ordinary. I've never had a nosebleed before or since. A lot of frequencies are changing around the planet, and that is affecting people, particularly people who are sensitive, and it's very difficult at this time for many of us.
The violent nosebleeds, what did they just go away finally, or what happened? I mean, what caused it?
Well,
did they get your attention, or what?
Oh, no. It was just my body reacting to, I think, to the changed frequency. But what actually happened was we had temperatures in the hundreds and 90s right through till the end of October. Which is most unusual.
Say we're up there in around Medford, that's a little unusual.
Very. And it had been 109 the day after I flew back from England. And here it was extremely hot. And then within a 24-hour period, it dropped from 92 to 29.
And I understand what you're saying, right? It happened within 2 days.
Within 48 hours. And we had no rain. This is right near the end of October. We'd had no rain. And I came home from my yoga classes, and I found a message on my machine. And it said, "Aluti, I hope you've got home. We have a fire on our hill." And I rushed out. It was bitterly, bitterly cold. It must have been about 26 then. It was about 8 o'clock at night. And there were flames just pouring out of two big pine trees across the meadow where there were some other houses. And I normally am very good in emergencies, and I wasn't. I just started shaking like a leaf. We've had to evacuate twice with forest fires in the years I've lived up there. And I just started shaking, and I remember saying, "Oh God, no, please, not again. Please, we don't have to evacuate." And I rushed back in the house. I was shivering with cold. Called my neighbors across the road, and they said, "Well, you might need to pack, but we think we're okay." They had cut down the two flaming trees within the next half an hour, and the two trailers burnt to the ground. And the little kids and the mothers just got out in just like that. And I went back in, gathered my pussycats. I have 5 beautiful pussycats whom I dearly love in my arms, and I curled up on the couch and I said, "I guess we're okay, kids." And the next morning, I had this workshop I was going to. one of my hobbies is sewing, and for the first time in my life I treated myself to a sewing workshop. I got there about an hour and a half after I got there, I just realized my nose is bleeding. And I thought, I wonder what happened, and it wouldn't stop, and I remember rushing in the restroom, and it was pouring with blood, not just, you know, like a little nosebleed. And I thought, my God, what happened to me? And one of the nurses came in who was at the seminar, and they tried to help me. And eventually we got it stopped. Then I went back in an hour and a half later, just before lunch, same thing happened. I went tearing back in the restroom, and the nurses are saying, you know, she's losing a lot of blood. And I've never had an ordinary nosebleed in my life. And so we finally got it stopped again. Then I called my friends who live on the mountain, and I said, I don't know what's happened to me, but maybe you better drive into town and drive me home. I don't know. I don't think it's safe for me to drive. And they drove me home, lit my wood fire. It was still bitterly cold, and within a few minutes of getting home, it started again.
Your nosebleed.
Really, really bad, and we got it stopped again, and I've never had any problems since or before. It was very strange.
Now, you mentioned that frequencies are changing. Explain to our audience what you mean by that.
It's not something that, unless you're in an esoteric field, you can...
We're talking with Dr. Francesca here, and... I'm very interested in this harmonic change, or for lack of a better term.
Well, some of the people here, other lecturers, are calling it the interdimensional shift. My contacts back 30 years ago called it the frequency change. It's the same thing. We are moving from this third dimension in which we live into a fourth and fifth dimensional state. That's what I mean by the frequency change.
Well, what will the world be like in the fourth and fifth dimension?
It should be like paradise, with no more wars, no more hatred, no more killings, no more greed and envy and money, no more monetary system.
So you're pretty optimistic that things are going to get a little better.
We can only hang on that long, yes.
And what do the space people tell you about this? Do they think we can hang on or not?
Well, they say that some of the most recent communications I got a few weeks ago, they say that we've got to muster up every bit of self-discipline and positivity that we can, because many people are experiencing depression, feelings of uselessness, hopelessness. We are like, some of us, I know I've experienced it, feel like a yo-yo. One day we feel up and everything's okay, and the next day we're down. It's almost like being bipolar.
Now, where are these space people from?
Many of them are coming from the interdimensional or fourth dimensional level of other planets in our system. They are not coming from the physical level like we are. And some of them are coming from the Pleiades, like the Billy Meyer case. Some of them are coming from other planets, like the Carlos Diaz case.
The interesting thing with these communications, as you say, are telepathic. Is there a way that you get attached to certain individuals, or is this kind of it's an overall message from something?
No, I have very definite names and communicators that work with me, sometimes new people, but Ramia is one of my main communicators.
Tell me about Ramir.
Ramir is R-A-Y hyphen M-E-R-E, and he has been one of the main communicators through the relay craft transmitter from Saturn Command for many years now.
When you say Saturn Command, is that a
how they identify themselves. The main governing body for this solar system is on the fourth or fifth dimensional Saturn. And they communicate, we are the only planet in this system that is not in the solar confederation, because we're the only planet that we know of with a life wave at this third dimensional dense level.
So the others have already passed this?
Right.
And you expect this shift to occur around 2012?
Any time between now and 2012.
Just not at like a definite date.
Well, that's the deadline. There's somewhere in the Christian Bible it says, no man knoweth the day nor the hour of my coming. I suspect there may be a second coming of the Christ and the Christ consciousness within individuals when this event occurs.
Yeah, that's the reason I alluded to that earlier, that a lot of religious connotations here from conventional Christianity as well. The thing that I find incredibly interesting about all of this is that you really feel that, I have to get back to this previous lives and previous loves thing, because it seems to me on one level that makes a lot of sense, but on another level that seems like that might be pretty boring, keep running across the same people. Of course, we don't know it.
I don't think it's boring, no. Because when you recognize them, old friends or a lover, a soulmate, it's anything but boring. It's exciting.
Well, of course, that part of it is, but I'm talking about
old enemies. It's dramatic.
Well, you got a good point there, Doctor. I hadn't thought about it. Let's go ahead and give your telephone number and the address for your newsletter again, and then we'll get ready to wrap this up. I want to let you bring out something maybe that we haven't talked about, if there's something we've missed that you think the audience would like to know. But first of all, let's get to the newsletter again. Get your pencil ready, folks, or your pen, and she's going to tell you how to get a hold of her.
Starcraft News is published quarterly. And our address is Solar Light Retreat, 7700 Avenue of the Sun, White City, Oregon, 97503. And our phone number is 541-855-1956. I won't be home again from this Congress until the 17th, though. I don't know when this is going.
Well, it'll be broadcast after that, so you'll be home in time to take it, the conversation. Dr. Francesca, I've enjoyed it. We'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it, too.
This is Jerry Pippin. Thank you for listening. Until next time, cheers. Hey, it's been a great show. Don't forget, the UFO Congress lasts all week. Come on out to Laughlin, Nevada, if you're in the neighborhood. On the beautiful Colorado River, we're at the brand new Aquarius Casino Resort. Great place. Come see us. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippin. Cheers. By the way, this program has been edited by Jane Swartland.